Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative, Frank Ryan, of the 101st Legislative District in Lebanon County. Representative Ryan, welcome to the report.
Mike, thank you so much. I look forward to talking to you today.
Well, there's a lot of legislation that goes through Harrisburg, and I understand that you're going to be involved in taking a deeper look at the effects that some legislation has and whether or not it's a circumstance where we need to look a little more carefully before we leap. What's going on here?
Mike, one of the things that has become increasingly concerned for me in my first 2 years in the legislature is that we have some structural flaws in the way that laws become enacted. And what do I mean by that? We had a bill just a year ago in 2017 that was passed into law. And at the time that it came out of the committee, we were reviewing it. Some of us who had more experience in the area that the law was covering but were not on the committee noticed that there were some things missing. So I was in the process of holding up the bill when the Speaker of the House said to me, Representative Ryan, we'll give you the opportunity to fast track an amendment if you will remove your objection. Well, the bill that was there in front of us was better than the existing law, but there were some significant flaws in it. So we ended up passing the law. It became an act in 2017. The governor signed it, and then they immediately fast-tracked my bill to go ahead and get entered into it, and that bill was then signed into law as Act 77 by Governor Wolf in 2018. That's symptomatic of process flaws, and here's the reason what's caused me the greatest degree of concern, is that when we pass laws at either the federal or the state level, we are affecting people's lives. And it's important that we craft the most rational and realistic solution we can. And I'll give you probably one of the best examples that I have is the Affordable Care Act. The Affordable Care Act was intended to take care of people who were uninsured, and it did that. But at the same time, the cost was borne by families who were struggling to make ends meet to begin with. We had just come out one of the most severe recessions imaginable, and that we're now seeing people who previously had insurance are now canceling their own insurance because they themselves cannot deal with it. So as you start to look at those kinds of concerns, I became concerned that we were having unintended consequences of the laws that we were passing that greater research at the committee level would help us deal with. And I'm very proud that many of the committee members that we have in the Republican caucus are doing just that. And we've got some great representatives in the Lancaster, Lebanon, and Dauphin, Adams County, York County areas that are looking at these structural areas, as well as representatives in the other state. And so what we're attempting to do is make sure that the bills that are coming out of committee get a more thorough analysis, that we make sure that we don't enact laws that have not been properly vetted so we don't see the unintended consequence, and get the input from those people for whom the laws will actually affect. That doesn't mean people are going to be jumping up and down saying, I've gotten everything I've wanted in the bill, because many compromises have to be made in many cases. But what I get concerned about is when we pass bills, unintended consequence cause greater harm than the law that was actually on the books to begin with. And I think we have a greater sense of responsibility to put process controls in place. And the members of the caucus in our discussions that we've had so far since the elections in this past week have agreed that we really need to take a significant procedural and process review to make sure that we give a more thorough vetting to some of the bills that are being passed.
Representative Ryan, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your State Representative, Frank Ryan.